This my wife, this Mr.
Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing?
All right,
nice
just cleaning the windshield.
Is that right?
They use that old fluid on it and it smears and everything else.
Hmm.
So I like to clean it with newspaper.
That can be a dirty job, I guess.
Yeah. You don't want any?
Well,
you don't drink coffee, do you?
I don't drink coffee. Go ahead and
Take a cup of coffee.
I'll bring you a cup right now.
How about a glass of water or something like that? Is it Coke?
I guess a glass of water would be fine.
We have Coke in the refrigerator, if you like, or any other
we
drink.
Don't have, yes, we have Coke in the red, don't we?
It's too early in the day for Coke for me, anyway. Later when it gets hot.
All right, coming Coke back to Mr. Tick story. Like, see, he was always anxious to go to the ranch or somewhere to get out. And I was cutting, I had my ranch cleared of cedar. But then there were a lot of seeds and they came up, so I had to follow up and cut those little seedlings. And there were millions of them. You have a shearing outfit that you do that with.
Right.
So I told him, I said, Tex, I have to go to the ranch tomorrow, Saturday, and do some of that work on the cedar. And he said, I'll go along, I'll help you. If you have one, I'll help you. It's a new experience for him, and I had extra snips. And so we worked right close to the cabin. And I told him, now, Tex, I want to tell you, see those oak trees back yonder? Now, don't get over there too much. If you do, don't stand still. Keep on moving, because a lot of ticks, and they get all over you. Well, he didn't know what a tick was. I was just talking strange language to him. So I was out yonder with a little more open sunlight, and he got to those brush. He's snipping away. And all at once, he hollers, hey, Miss Swear, come here. I says, just a minute, I'm just about through over here. And I was in a hurry. I didn't know what was going on. And come here, I want to show you something. Says, look, I laid my snips down, and look at how covered it is. And they're all on my shoes. I says, for pity's sake, I don't have to look. Get away from there. So, why? I told, those are ticks. They'll stay with you. I went over there, and I tell you, that man, up to his knees, he's literally covered with them, hundreds of them. And they're hard to brush off. They cling pretty. Well, we brushed and everything else. And I says, now, tonight, you better take care of those. And so went on in as soon as I could. And he told me, says, you know, Mr. I fooled around till 1 o'clock last night pulling those things, and I still have some.
He really gets into it.
Oh, yeah, and I mean, sometimes, I don't know whether it's your body condition or the tick or what, they itch for almost a week, you know.
Mm.
And the more you scratch it, the more it itches.
Mm.
Oh, he got into it. He never forgot that experience.
Are you much of a fisherman? Do you care anything about that?
I just sold my boat and camper 2 months ago.
What kind of boat did you have?
I had what they call a Playmaster made down here at Three Rivers. And I had a 60 horse motor on it. And my wife and I, we both like to fish. I'm the only black sheep in the family of the five boys. I've always liked to hunt and fish. And I fished a lot, Medina Lake back yonder, when it was good. Now it's all that's good for is boat riding.
Hmm.
But we caught a lot of bass, a lot of catfish.